Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds. Today we're going to talk about winter bird feeding. We really enjoy having our feeders out in the winter because it attracts many different kinds of birds and adds both activity and color to an otherwise bleak landscape at times. Pat, can you think of a few tips to give to people about winter bird feeding?
Well, you'll be wanting to put out feeders, and I think the first thing to consider is that you want the feeder where you can see it, where you can just glance out of a window and see the movement and the color. You want to be able to fill and clean the feeder, so you don't want it to be too high or too low to the ground. You'd also like to have the feeder where squirrels and raccoons can't get to it. If it's pole mounted, you can have a baffle to keep some bird to keep the squirrels from coming up the pole. You also want to have the feeder in an area where you can reduce bird collisions. So feeders should be about 3 feet from the window or closer, or else greater than 30 feet away. Otherwise, they can be very confused and have collisions with the windows.
Well, that sounds like a good way to get started. What kind of feed would you put out for the birds, Pat?
Well, I think in the Northeast here, one of the most universal types of seed that's very good is a black oil sunflower seed. It appeals to the greatest number of birds. You can attract chickadees and nuthatches, finches to that type of seed. And you can put that in a tube feeder, which works very well. Or you can also put it on a platform type feeder, a tray feeder.
Another kind of feeder that works well is a Niger seed feeder, which can be a tube type feeder. You can buy various kinds of feeders to set out Niger seed in, but that's tiny thistle type seeds that attract various kinds of finches, and it's another major kind of feed to put out. And one other that's pretty important is suet in the winter, because it can be a great source of fat for the birds and a great source of energy, obviously. It's a key way to attract woodpeckers, which are entertaining and colorful to watch.
For the suet feeder, we usually buy the suet cakes, which are processed and contain various seeds and berries embedded in them. They're readily available and they work very well. You just buy a small little metal cage that they go in and you can hang it somewhere. And as Jim said, you really attract some great colorful birds, and they are quite acrobatic at getting at the suet.
Getting started with this is very easy and simple. You just buy a couple of basic kind of feeders, set out a couple of these types of feeds in the feeders themselves. And the other thing to remember is make sure that the seed stays healthy. That is, if it's wet and rainy, you want to make sure that the seed doesn't get moldy. So as the time to refill the feeder comes up, you want to empty the remaining seeds in the feeder and perhaps put them out on the ground and then fill with fresh seeds each time.
Yes, we don't want to spread disease, so it's also important to keep the ground under the feeders clean occasionally. You can rake the seeds out and make sure that there's no accumulated moldy and decomposing seeds. And also with respect to seeds and feeders, mixed bird seed is not particularly recommended. It can be useful in a tray feeder because you're getting birds that might like the millet seeds or some of those things, but basically it's much better to have a single type of seed in a single feeder.
Well, we hope that this has been an encouragement to you to get started with winter bird feeding.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.